Escambia County's poverty rate is around 15%, according to the latest available census data. In Santa Rosa, the figure is close to 11%.
Hunger in our area is a little bit higher than national average across the three states. We see about 1 in 6 people who face food insecurity at some point during the year.
Kyle Schooler is external communications and volunteer manager for Feeding the Gulf Coast, the facility formerly known as the Bay Area Food Bank. It serves about 24 counties in the Florida Panhandle, South Alabama, and South Mississippi.
People think of a food bank, sometimes they think of what's going on at their church or a feeding program. We help sustain programs like that. So we're kind of like a warehouse. We have pantries that service everywhere from Century down to Gulf Breeze. So it really helps us spread those food and commodities out to where the need is.
In 2015, Feeding the Gulf Coast distributed about 20 million pounds of food, which translates to 1.7 million meals in Escambia County and 679,000 in Santa Rosa. And while hunger is a year-round issue, Schooler says during the holidays, a bit more emphasis is placed on holiday staples.
Stuffing, different vegetables like green beans, corn, anything that you might would see around your holiday table or items that we really try to take in to make sure that our pantries are able to provide those holiday meals to people who need them. During the holiday, food seems to be one of those things that really brings families together, that people can have that holiday meal with their families.
The consensus from Feeding the Gulf Coast and other organizations is that the people of Northwest Florida are very generous when it comes to fighting hunger in their backyard.
We experience so much outpouring of resources, not only during the holidays, but throughout the year. During the holidays, that tends to uptick a little bit more.
We're very blessed because so many people think about giving food right now because of the holiday season. But the thing to always remember is Manna gives away food every day.
Dee Dee Flaunlacher is executive director of Manna Food Pantries, which has served Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for more than 3 decades. In 2016, Manna provided about 500,000 pounds of food to just over 21,000 people, about 700 people more than in 2015.
One of the things that we've been focused on is trying to work with different partners in the community to address childhood hunger, senior hunger as well. Even though we had an increase last year of more people needing our help, we've seen much more food going out through our partnerships.
On this day, the Manna warehouse is alive with activity. Volunteers sorting and sacking up groceries and putting up what can be used later.
We have organized chaos going out here.
The man on the forklift is volunteer Ron Altman.
Everything we get in, we do an initial date sort. Then after that, everything gets date checked again. We have certain items go in certain other boxes. Then from there, it's sorted again, and the dates are again checked and condition of the can, package, whatever it might be.
The fight against hunger among kids has led to a number of programs at both Manna and Feeding the Gulf Coast. Manna's Dee Dee Flaunlacher points to tummy bundles at Montclair Elementary School.
It's thought of as a backpack of food, but it's actually 7 meals that goes home with these children on Friday afternoons. We're in our 4th year of doing our Santa Rosa Backpack for Teens program. And we're getting ready to deliver some boxes of food to those kids while they're out on break.
Manna's recent Fill the Mayflower event, in which donations filled the trailer of an 18-wheeler loaned by the Mayflower Moving Firm, collected enough food for more than 52,000 meals.
It was a little down this year, and we think that's probably because the Escambia County School District was out the week of Thanksgiving. The food that you see right now that's in our warehouse and here in this building, that will pretty much have to get us through until the big food drive of the postal carrier drive in May.
While Manna does not get any state or federal dollars, Kyle Schooler at Feeding the Gulf Coast says they receive funding from both the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Florida Department of Health.
For example, our after-school snack program, and then they also do feeding during the summertime because, unfortunately, in our area, a lot of people are dependent on free and reduced lunch. During the summertime, when school's not in session, those are meals that these kids are missing, so we really try to combat that and make sure they are getting food.
More information and how to make a donation can be found at mannafoodpantries.org and at feedingthegulfcoast.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.